Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, broadcasting live at the Northern Lights Casino in Walker, Minnesota, for our winter show. I'd like to say something I had neglected to mention. Jim Northrup was scheduled to be with us, a very famous, well-known Ojibwe writer, one of my favorite writers about Northern Minnesota. Well, Jim had some complications from heart surgery and wasn't able to join us tonight. He's doing all right. He's recovering at home. It's going to be a little bit of a recovery time for him, and we'll have him on the show as soon as he's able at one of the towns we go to. But please join me in wishing Jim and his family well this holiday season, and a great storyteller. Thanks, Jim, and we'll talk to you soon enough. We are presenting Scenes from a Snowstorm and bringing us Act 3, our final act in this series, As Plow Goes By. Here is the Great Northern Radio Players.
Dairy Broad. You done fishing big rigs out of the ditch, hon?
Let me tell you something, sister. If I see another jackknife Peterbilt before I get a cup of coffee in this diner, I'm liable to start a brawl. It's not what I want, but I'm ready.
Cool your debts, Dairy. Here's a cup of Joe.
I'd rather you didn't use that term.
Cup of Joe?
Yep. That's the one. Brings back bad memories.
You want to talk about it?
Not if you want a tip.
Suit yourself.
You sure saved our
bird. I feel your love, and it makes me uncomfortable. Just doing my job. Someone's got to plow the snow. I guess it's me.
Coffee, Bill?
Hey, sure, I'll have a hot cup of Joe. Hey there, Derry. You sure kept your rig busy today?
Likewise.
Well, sorry my snowplow kept so many vehicles out of the ditch. I know that cuts into your profits.
Don't flatter yourself, Bill. No, Bill, your plow ain't no problem for me. People ain't too bright on the roads. That's what pays the bills, though.
I tell you, Derry, hoisting is a harsh mistress. Mm-hmm. It's all up and down, all year long.
Oh.
I don't want to brag too much. Wouldn't be right, but I make a good living driving plow for the county. Sure, I got to get up all hours. Wouldn't have minded staying in bed with the wife last night. But the money's good. Hey, I ain't got no secrets. I'm pulling 43 grand a year.
43 yeah. grand a year? Oh, my God.
Plus, Benny's, I'm vested. Could quit today, and in 21 years, I'd be pulling $675 a month. I'd still pull in a few grand doing private driveways with my pickup. I know people call them snow plows, but mine's a money plow. I take it all the way to the bank.
Yeah, Bill Wad. Hey. You sound like a big Tom Turkey right before the holidays. Gobble, gobble, right up until your decapitated body is running away from your babbling yapper.
Oh! It's a little harsh.
Well, I got my own reason I don't drive the plow, Billy. And it ain't because I don't know how. It's personal, see, and I don't want to talk about it with the likes of you.
Sounds like excuses. I bet you don't even know how to dip a blade.
That's what Joe always used to say.
Who's Joe?
It was 1978. I'd just got my Class A license and I was fixing to haul. But it didn't go the way I'd planned.
Hey, little missy. You sure know how to dip the blade on a rig like this? Wouldn't want you to take out a row of mailboxes on your first day.
Hey, bub, I dip my blade like I dip my tobacco, generously, with as little spray as possible. I don't need your help with either one.
I've never heard such a voice come out of such a beautiful young woman. Name's Joe.
That line might work on some gals, but I need to know if you can drive a truck before I go swimming in your charm pool. I'm fixing to be the best heavy equipment and truck operator on the continent before I'm 30. Then maybe pop out a few babies before I become a sea captain.
Those are big goals, beautiful. I've been driving a few years now. Things are different out on the road. Not everything goes the way you plan. Anyway, you and me are going out tandem to widen the shoulders on Highway 34.
I just hope you can keep up with me, Joe. Well, to cut to the chase, Joe could keep up just fine. It was me who had some learning to do. Joe was gentle. Joe was kind. Joe liked how I smelled like diesel, hairspray, and beef jerky. We had a whirlwind love affair, me and Joe. We plowed all day long. And let's just say we brought our work home with us. But like Joe said, out on the road, not everything goes the way you plan. One day, the 70s were over. The 80s came. Ronnie Reagan's deregulation and cheaper gas sent drivers out over the road. One day, I went down to the shop to meet Joe. But all I found was a letter.
Dear Derry, I cannot go with you or ever see you again. You must not ask why. Just believe that I love you. Go, my darling, and plow straight. Love, Joe.
Wait a minute. Who does that and writes a weird cryptic note?
I know, Toots. Seems like the kind of thing some skinny Swedish lady would try in a black and white movie, don't it? As it turns out, Joe had a wife in Arizona, and he was just biding his time until the gas crisis was over. But no one could plow like Joe.
Wow. Derry, I had no idea. Well, hey, your Joe may have copped out, but your cup of Joe is on me.
Much obliged, Bill, but don't expect anything out of it. I'll never drive a plow or plow a driver ever again. Oh, I gotta get this, Bill. Hello? Derry's Derek and Hoist. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right, okay, hold your horse, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Gotta go. Hate to bust up the party, but I've got a minivan full of crying babies stuck out on 200.
Hey, that's a tough stretch. I poured some sand out on the shoulder for all the wreckers I figured would be out.
Yeah, well, Bill, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
The Great Northern Radio Players.